Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Johannesburg up to 24, Mbombela 27, and Polokwane high of 26 degrees.
In Midrand, that collision on Allendale Road at the K101, it's causing queuing traffic on all approaches.
In your sport, Nigeria's Super Eagles have appointed a new coach, and the boxing world pays tribute to Dingaan Thobela.
We start in Mpumalanga, where the SASSA office in Kondu is open again after it was closed for 2 weeks to be cleaned. This follows the discovery that two officials from the Social Security Agency were apparently involved in performing a ritual in the office after hours.
There was a complaint from staff about these things which were found scattered all over the office.
The two officials have been suspended in connection with the incident that happened earlier this month. Staff at the office complained when they found needles on, amongst others, their seats and suspected muti sprinkled on some of their workstations. SASSA spokesperson Sinzeni Ngubeni says CCTV footage showed the employees walking into the office after hours, one of them holding what looked like a snake, while the other was seen sprinkling liquid around the office.
That's where the two officials were identified to be performing some rituals in the office.
The office was closed and personnel were moved to work in the municipal hall. You can check out the video from the CCTV footage. It's at jackaranda.fm.com. Click on news. In Limpopo, the repatriation process will conclude this morning of the remains of the 45 Botswana citizens killed in last month's bus tragedy. Limpopo Health MEC Popira Matuba is expected to lead a delegation at the Polokwane International Airport, where a final send-off prayer session will also be held. An 8-year-old was the sole survivor when the bus plunged off the Mamatlakala Bridge on the R518 road on the eve of the Easter weekend. Spokesperson for the office of the MEC, Tilebali Muab.
MEC Ramatuba said it has been a long, tiring and equally traumatizing journey to the team. However, she is comforted by the fact that the families will finally find closure.
Sport Minister Zizi Kotwa has hailed Dingaan Thobela as one of the world's standout fighters in a golden period of South African boxing. Thobela, who was fondly known as the Rose of Soweto, was found dead in his flat in Mayfair in Johannesburg yesterday. He was 57 and said to have suffered a short illness. Kotwa spokesperson Lita Mpondwana.
The Rose of Soweto progressed from being a prolific amateur boxer to become a 3-time world champion as a professional. Thobela fought in some of the most memorable bouts, such as the fight against Tony Lopez for the WBA lightweight title.
More on our news blog. In international news, King Charles III will make his first official public appearance today since being diagnosed with cancer after doctors said they were very encouraged by the progress of his treatment. The 75-year-old British head of state suspended public-facing duties in February after cancer was found while he was being treated for an enlarged prostate the previous month. The exact nature of his cancer has not been disclosed. And it is now illegal in the UK to use passwords that are easy to figure out. Britain has become the first country in the world to implement the new laws that ban common passwords in a bid to crack down on cyber attacks. So, if you are in Britain, no more passwords such as password, admin, 12345, ABC123. Or, one of the most used passwords in the UK, the word Arsenal. I'm Gerda de Suzan in Jouwifni, SASSA se kantoor in Mukondo is nou weer oop.
Brexit 1, 2, 3.
That's something
a great
different
one.
Yeah.
That's yeah. Brexit 3, 4, 5. So if you're good at figuring things out, how about you take the brand new secret sound in the first week of its existence for a grand $50,000. Here it comes one more time. What makes that sound? And it's brought to you by OUTsurance.
The cost of living crisis is real. Here's what one OUTsurance client did about it.
I'm Amy. I'm 26 from Kenilworth. When I got my 2022 Ford EcoSport, the immediate thought was to phone OUTsurance.